So we ended up last week, we were discussing that there was a bit from the Ramban Machaber, right? The Machaber said that you're allowed to return something back if it's hot, yeah. And the Machaber said, as long as you haven't placed it on the ground, okay. And the Ramban added in that as long as it's still in your hand. So he said, the Mephoshim point out, what's the Ramah coming to add? The Mechaber said it's only when it's on the ground. The Ramah says, no, it has to be in your hand. So the Poskim say, it's coming to include the suffix cases in the Gemara. If you remember, we said that the Gemara has shined about if you put it on a table. Something a bit in between. It's not quite on a counter, but you're not holding your hand. What's the cases of food that you put, let's say, on a table?
Yeah. Never bread.
It was bread. Yeah, it's actually bread. You're right, isn't it? Right. Yeah, it's kissed over bit. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the person would say now that is going to a table. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what's the status of that food? Can you do chazar on such a thing? Yes. And more than answer that child is left at the table. The person said that the machaber must end the hakel. It's a stuff of the rabbanon. It's chazar. It's only the rabbanon, right? The food's pretty cooked. Yeah. It's in the rabbanon. And the machaber paskened the kula that all those cases. They brought an answer, but we can suffer with the Rabbanan Kula, it can be made. Right? But the Ramah is coming to be masked and saying no. Even though those cases are the Rabbanan, we are masked. Yeah? That if you put it on a table, a chair, a bed, then you have to be masked and come to Chazara. Okay? Magen Avraham added that there was another suffer case of the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara took a case of if you pour it from one mason, one like urn, to another urn, yeah, to another pot, can you put that back on the fire? Yeah, and that the Gemara also had a suffix about and answer. Magen Avraham said, yeah, also that case, the Ramah is being masked for. So it's just to speak out what that case is exactly. The pastures of that case is, I've got, let's say, water, hot water inside a pot, which is on the fire. I take it off the fire. I pour it into another pot which was not on the fire. Yeah? So I'm holding this, let's just call it now, terminology that's a cliche. Yeah? So on that, the Gemara's got to say, okay, can I do Chazara on it? Yeah? We know that a cliche does cool down the food to some extent. So, can I do Chazara from this cliche or not?
The thing is, after you pour it in from one to the second one, I mean, at least according to the Mechaber, it's not going to be rotachat anymore. It's not going to be boiling hot.
Ah, that's a good, yeah, you're asking a good question. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, well, hold that. Mm. Yeah, okay. Right. So, that is, the Mogherim says that the Ramah is also mindful for that case, that you can't do. Yeah? Again, you've got a clean. A key which is on the fire, the food inside, you pour it into another pot. That pot you can't put back on the fire. Okay? Yeah? The Tzara Tzion says no, you can be meiko. Why? Because he says that there's other ways to learn that Gemara. It brings Tosfos around, the Rishonim are busy with a kasha. Okay, we're not going to get involved in the actual kasha now, it's to do with Hatmana. But you find in Hatmana, anyway, that we're made more makel by a Tishani than a Tishani. You can't do Hatmana on a Tishani, but you can do Hatmana on a Tishani. Okay? So you see that Tishani is more makel. So why all of a sudden over here are we more makel by a Tishani? Because the first thing proves that we could not do it.
Because in Michael is Tishani. Tishani in this situation
the second terrors of the run is that no, that's not the case of the Gemara is not all before. Again, we thought the case of the Gemara was it was in a pot on the fire and you put it into a cliche which is off the fire. No, that's not the case of the Gemara. What you did was you took it from a clear ritual, you put it into a cliche, and then you put it back into that clear ritual. And now this clear ritual you want to put back on the fire. Okay?
So on the pass.
One second. So there he wants to say that, the way I understood it anyway, is that that teaching really didn't serve any function, right? Okay? So it's either that when there's a time to say that teaching is like you put it on the ground. Okay? You put it in something which is from a clean rishon, went to a clean shaming, that clean shaming you put transferring back into that original clean rishon, and now can I put this clean rishon on the fire? What are you doing with that clean shaming? Why am I doing the clean shaming? It's a tough to say that maybe that's like putting on the counter, and that's the Moorish Lion. But the case where you put it from a clean rishon and clean shaming, and you want to put the clean shaming back in, there's no more calling more of it, that's the problem.
Wait.
The case again, according to the Ram, the case of the Gemara is I put it from a Kli Rishon, I took the Kli Rishon off the fire. I put it into a Kli Sheni. Then I pulled back from that Kli Sheni into that original Kli Rishon. That's the case of the Gemara.
Mm.
Okay? Then there's a part to say that maybe that's like I put it on the counter. Right? But if I took it from a Kli Rishon and I put it into a Kli Sheni, and that Kli Sheni itself I want to put on the fire, then there's no more coil from the ground, that's a problem, and that's going to be a mutter. Okay? Yeah? So, the shahat here.
On the fire, we're talking group of.
Oh, good, 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 right. You met all the conditions. Thank you. Yeah, just to clarify, you met all the conditions of the tzara. So, in your hand, if the thing's covered, it's fully cooked. Wherever the food is, it has to be holding. Yeah. Okay. But,
That's
so
easy
to
hold the two pots.
Okay, you get someone else to do it. It depends on the pot is. Yeah. Or especially the way we make it, so you put it on a whatever you are, if you're just at least holding it. Yeah. Okay, well, two people. So, yeah.
Alright.
Okay. So, yeah. So, in my case, again, the Mishpura is Mekel. Yeah. But you've got the Smagena Ram, which is Masna. Okay. So, it's not so clear, the current poiskim, some are Machmir, some are Mekel. Okay? Yeah? And both the Shabbos is Mekel.
What situation are we talking about? There are, we have thousands of situations.
No, exactly what the before. Exactly what it is, I said. Okay, you put it from, you put it from a clear, the clear rishon is on the fire. Okay? I took it from the fire, I poured it into a clear sheni. Can I take that clear sheni and again, I bet all other conditions and put it back on the fire again, which is Zuma, all those things. Okay? Okay, that's the Machlokes again. The Rav said you can be Mekel. Okay? Right? But okay, the big Nachmina for us, is what do you do when your cholent is dried out and you want to add hot water to it? Okay? So that case is slightly different. Okay, we'll see now. Yeah, it's slightly different. Okay, but it's the pussy basically say goes hand in hand. Okay, so let's just think that out. If your cholent in the pot is drying out and you want to add hot water. Okay, yeah. So you want to go to the urn, take hot water, and put it into the cholent pot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how are you going to do that?
Take the pot off the fire.
Oh, okay. So
you're not supposed to be pouring it right in. You're not supposed to pour it.
No, okay. So well, you're going to pour it directly from the. You want to do it directly from the urn into the cholent pot?
No, I. Yeah. So I was.
Yes. No. Yes. No. No. Yes. Okay. Why? Why not? And why yes? Well, okay. So
because I will not put it in cholent. Yeah. Because Chassi Khalil is something not cook is direct.
By definition, it's fully cooked.
Yeah, right.
By definition.
No,
there's some stuff not cook, I cook this stuff.
Okay, let's say you know. Okay, let's say the
chocolate. I will put in clean shaving, hot water, and then, because it's hot,
and then should so then it's okay.
Then
okay. So let's speak about different potential chashashas over here. Okay. Well, we'll first deal with the chazara, and then we'll just deal with there's a few others also. Okay. So according to the Magen Avraham, according to this Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham said again that if you go from a clean rishon to a clean sheni, that clean sheni you can't put on the fire.
Where's the clean sheni here?
If you want to do the Ita of Mr. Gottman, you're going to put the water from the urn into a kisha.
No.
Right. taking the water out of the urn and putting it into a mug. Yeah. Taking that mug and pouring it into the cholent. Again, we're going to mention. There's other kashas besides chazar which we'll need to get to, but let's just first deal with chazar. Yeah, that's where we hold it. Yeah. So, according to the Magen Avraham, yeah. The Magen Avraham says that you can't take from you can't pull from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni, and then pull from a Kli Sheni back into a Rishon, into a Kli Rishon, and put that Kli Rishon now on the fire. That you can't do. That's the problem with Hazara. Okay, that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so over here you're doing a similar thing, right? Because you're taking water from a Kli Rishon, putting it into a Kli Sheni, and then putting it back into a Kli Rishon. Okay, which is on the fire. Yeah? Okay? So according to Magen Avraham, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. And as I said to you before, there are current day questions saying don't do it. Yeah, you must be for that Magen Avraham. Okay? Right. According to the Sharat Siyan, let's just see. Yeah, according to the Sharat Siyan, yeah, he said no. If you pull from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni and back into a Kli Rishon, that's the same. Yeah? Okay? So the Choyah, this case should also be okay. But Roshon's on the is sort of time to say no. But it's a big machlokes to say. The Sharat Siyan is making a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's the Mishnah Berurah doesn't very often go against the Magen Avraham. Yeah. The case got slightly different. You're right. Because the case of the Magen Avraham and the Sharat Siyan, what they're talking about is where you put it from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni and back into the same Kli Rishon. And then you want to put that back on the fire. Yeah, there the Sharat Siyan, the Mishnah Berurah is made. Over here, in our case, over here, the total case, you're going from one Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni and then to a different Kli Rishon.
And that's on the fire.
And that's on the fire, okay? Maybe there's a tzad to say that we don't have a right to go against the Magen Avraham in this case. It's not exactly the case the Sharat Siyan was speaking about, but we don't have a right to go against it. Okay? But he says that it's mutar. Why? He said just in Sfara. He said it's not mustava. If again the case of the Sharat Siyan is I've got water from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni, right? If this Kli Sheni itself I can put back on the fire, so it's not mustava that the food inside should be worse. If I want to put this food into a Kli Rishon which is right on the fire, it's not mustava that it should be worse than putting the Kli itself on the fire. Okay, therefore he is matzah. So again, that comes out according to the Shimon Zorah that it would be mutter, and the Rav said we can go with that. Okay, so that's it. So that is a valid way of doing things. Okay, again, your cholent is overcooking is right enough. Yeah, you can mitzat. Again, this is mitzat chazara. It's okay to take water from an urn into a Kli Sheni, yeah, and put that water into the cholent. Okay, and again, obviously, if you can talk my case, we've met all the conditions, it's fully cooked, it's covered, we had in mind. Okay? Yeah, everyone got that? Okay. 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 The challenge is, why are we even getting ourselves into a situation which is not so great to our last, but when potentially getting into the Magen Avraham, yeah, we've got a better answer maybe, like Mr. Goffman suggested, he didn't want to do that, is, pick up your cholent pot, take it to the urn. Yeah. And pull directly from the urn into the Kli Rishon. And there. Okay. Well, we can ask maybe. Is that case also so cautious? What would the Magen Avraham say in that case? Again, what did the Magen Avraham say? He said that when you're pouring from Kli Rishon.
You already answered, right?
Right, now we're putting Kli Rishon. Ah, very good, right. Exactly, very good, right. So Mr. Goffman's already answered the Shire. The case where he was mastering about is you're going from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni. That thing is cold. Yeah, the Kli Sheni is cold. So there's a time to say maybe it's like you put on the counter. But when you're going from a Kli Rishon into another Kli Rishon, that Kli Rishon is hot. There's no time that like the counter.
It's not nothing to enjoy anymore. You actually, what you're doing, you're taking water
yeah.
and putting Kli Rishon into fire.
No, you're not putting it on the fire.
Even if you hold it, because he is strong.
Yeah, but okay, it's Kirishan, it's still on the fire.
Okay.
Okay? But you're right, you're right. Yeah, my, the fact that you're going from Kirishan to Kirishan, that there's no sign that that's my putting it on the counter. Okay, so the Magadha would be happy with that. Yeah? Okay. So, say it, let's do it, my Maya.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I think
you
should
see close
to
Aaron, not the Buddha. Oh, very good, okay. So he's saying that, Mr. Wellens, Mr. Wellens saying that you're right, perfectly Mutsa, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's other problems. You get into potential Basal Khala issues. Why? Because if you put your cholam pot right under the urn, yeah, and then you open it up, the beans from the cholam is going to go into your urn and make your urn meaty, and you want a meaty urn.
While water is coming out?
What do you mean? Even if
water is coming out.
Okay, so
how steam
with the steam? When you get steam from the cholam. Yeah, that's a big part.
It goes around the water that's coming out?
Around the water, it's going to infect all your...
Makes sense to you? Doesn't make sense to me.
What?
Water's coming out.
Yeah, but there's a little bit coming out from like that around.
But metal will be infected.
Yeah, it's going to go on the metal. And as a side,
because there's a lot of steam in the
kitchen. Maybe, I mean, okay, well, I'll tell you a bit of evidence in that sense, but maybe there's a side that even the water, it's all connected, right? That water, which hits the bottom, is where the electrical slurry becomes meaty, and maybe the whole thing is meaty.
You make it pleasure.
Yeah, it's
I don't remember, they call that a knot bar knot? A knot bar knot?
No, it's not a knot bar knot.
It's not
close to it. Alright, okay, yeah. Okay, so that's the okay, so that's the potential for stars. Well, we'll come back to this in the time, and we'll explain a bit more. Okay, so yeah, that's what the Rav, that's exactly the Rav's time on. That's what I'm time on. Well, that's why he said you should rather. Well, there's a good reason to do the other way. Okay, right. So yeah, so I saw Rav Falk who he was pushing for this Magen Avraham, and he says yes, you should put it 4 or 5 inches below, and then you avoid it.
You can do it from the execution.
Yeah. Okay. Then we'll go. Yeah. We're going to see him. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But the evidence, the poison says that the thing doesn't become this slurry. Just clearly shouldn't do it, but the evidence doesn't. But it's very interesting. It's based on mission like shearing, which we're not really getting involved in now. But both things are boiling hot, very very hot. Yeah, the bottom thing, the top thing, but we're not pushing.
What prefer way to do?
The Rav seems to say that the way you said the go shearing. Yeah. Okay. So that's all to do. That's okay. We mentioned Chazar. We mentioned potential.
There's no problem you're taking that water which is not at the boiling point.
Well, okay, the water has to be fully cooked. Okay, and it has to be fully cooked.
The cliche
is,
it's obviously
not,
it's a lower temperature than...
Okay, okay, very good. Okay, let's deal with that.
I'm going to tell you what you want.
Right, okay, so Elachami. If you take the water straight from the urn, yeah, into a cliche, it's still, possibly still going to be yesterday, let's call it. Yeah, okay, so then it's definitely okay. Right, this is all for Ashkenazim, okay? And even if it's a bit cooked, even if it's dropped a bit below Yatzelis, well, it's still warm, and according to the Ramah, which we learned beneficial, as long as it's not cold, yeah, it's still considered to be warm, that's good luck, but you're right, and then finally, according to the Sfar, then they wouldn't be able to do it. And even, we mentioned it, I think, a couple of times, that the B'alach brings a Prima Garden, which says that according to the Sfar, then, if you go from a key ritual to a key shame, even though it's Yatzelis, well, they're still from official for a double life. Okay, so yeah, so they this is not an A4 for them. Yeah, very good. Okay, second, just looking at my phone. That was the fish. Okay, yeah, we have to just finish off with the fat fish. Yeah.
What is the first method? Why isn't there a problem putting the cover back on the extinction and showing up that it's on the fire?
Why is that?
Why is it not?
Why is that?
Putting the cover back on is just really good. It's mostly to help you.
Okay, it has to be the. It would have to be fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, you can't do it.
If it's cooked,
it's stuck. Okay, so then,
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is it an if something's been in the stomach of the apple, is it visceral or not? Okay, everyone with us? Yeah. Yes. Remember, we said there's all different diameters of how cooked something is. Yeah, there's. Left the machabin drosa, there's machabin drosa, then there's there's a fully cooked stomach of yakodo, which means that it's cooked. Everyone, generally people eat it now the way it is, but it can improve. And then there's the stomach of the rala, which means it gets worse the more you cook it. So at the stage of fully cooked of the stomach of the yakodo, is there its official? Yeah. So now
stomach
the yakodo. That's what it means. Fully cooked. The children is fully cooked. But it can improve. Okay. Yeah. But everyone's happy to eat it now. Yeah, that's called the stomach of yakodo. Right? Yeah. Right. Exactly.
In a regular society, you put it back on
the steam. How can you put it back on the fire?
Oh, you can
put it on the fire in the first place.
No, you need to stretch the shoulder.
Yeah, if you were to be a person that, you'd never be able to put food which is fully cooked but canny food. But shoulder, if you're taking off the fire, you want the shoulder on Friday night. Yeah? You take it off the fire, you take some out, you meet all the conditions, you wouldn't be able to put it back on because it's going to improve.
No, it's returning the
idiot. Why is it better? Why? If you're putting it directly on the fire.
The cup is already on.
Okay, so what? No, I'm saying you have to put it on the fire itself. You wouldn't be able to put it on the fire, because the fire itself is improving it. Yeah. Right? Putting the cover back is just a different way, it's a different, like a hakey kimsey of
making it.
Right. Yeah. So it's
part of the mitzvah.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the mitzvah is no individual by the son of Yahweh. Yeah, that's clear. Okay, so putting the lid back on, if it's fully cooked, it's not a problem. Even though it's improved, it doesn't matter. There's no issue.
Take the lid off the fire while it's on the fire and check it.
Yeah, so that's okay. So it's cooked, but you might get yourself in trouble because if it's not fully cooked, then you're stuck. Yeah, then you're stuck and you can't put it back on. Yeah, so I mean, mitzvah itself, there's nothing wrong with it. And if it's fully cooked, you can't put it back. If it's not, you're in mitzvah.
But there's a way of what wants you, bro. If you have normal cholpah and you do nothing for it, forget about this. Your cholpah will be burned up. You need to do it so that you'll be like cover something, put under, what you doing. Only after that, you'll be shit or stuff. And I say, you turn it to the
cover, you turn it to the cover. Yeah, as if it's on a cup with a yeah. Okay. So just going back to this thing. Yeah. So if you again adding the water, so you can only add water if the water is fully cooked. Yeah. Maybe if it cool down is also to some extent is okay. Yeah. But if you have it in a if that water wasn't fully cooked, I don't know whatever the case is you
cold water.
Yeah. Then about that's going to be after that's inside the visual. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Because the clearly shown is going to heat up the water itself. So
yeah, it's on the fire. Well, yeah, if you're right, it's even worse, it's going to be on the fire. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. That was Mr. Bishop. Okay. Then there's another issue, which is when you take this water and you pour it in, okay, where's the cholam part that you're pouring into? You took the water from the urn into the tea shaving. Okay? Yeah? And then you want to pour from this tea shaving into the cholam.
Right.
Where is your cholam part? It's still sitting on the glass.
On the glass.
Huh?
What? In your hand.
In your hand? Why is it in your hand? Why do you want it in your hand?
Because you want to pour directly into the.
Why not?
It's more
of a cooking
it.
Why? Yeah, just want you to speak out one word. You're always there.
It's on the fire. Really.
And therefore, what's the problem with it being on the fire? You said you can put the lid back on.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're right,
huh?
No? There's no mesmikavashal.
We said about stirring before. You can't stir while.
Oh, there you go. Right, that's it. That's exactly it. Right. Remember, we learned that there was a fifth kiddush in the mice before that even if the food is fully cooked, you can't stir it at least while it's on the fire. Yeah. Right? And you can't even dish out from it, we say.
But
right?
The stirring is because it looks like it's a partial.
Well, we won't say exactly why. It wasn't so clear exactly why. Maybe. Mm. Just call it a list of stirring. It's not so clear exactly why it should be asked. Yeah. Okay, it's not there. Okay, so again, we said that if even though the food is fully cooked, you cannot stir food which is on the fire, right? That could be even as a derisa, exactly the reason why it's not clear, but that's paskan la'alacha, okay? And secondly, you can't even take the food out from the pot, because that's also a type of stirring, a low version of the derabana. Okay, So some of the first thing here are choices. If you pour in food,
so why
if you pour it with a bit of force, thank you. Yeah, that's also a type of at least taking out and stirring. Yeah, and therefore that could be a problem. So you've got two. Either you do well. The lechachila then, if it's shine, is like Mr. Whelan said, which is if you take it off the fire, right? But if you take it off the fire. If the food is really cooked, then you don't have to be cautious about the stirring. So then you can just pour it in regularly if it's off the fire. If whatever it is you can't do, it's not practical, the pot's too big and it's only one of you and you can't pour, yeah, then you can do it, but you have to be very careful to pour it very, very gently. Okay? Yeah? Everyone got that? Okay. Right. This is really for our revision Chazara thing again, which is if the torrent is dried out, yeah, okay. So remember we learned that there's restraining that are choshesh for tliya achar bishul, right? Even though something was cooked, remember there's different types of cooking, right? It's cooking with liquids, cooking without liquids.
Right.
Very good. So over here, well, here's the other way around.
Right.
You cook this, right. Then you boil or whatever.
Bake it.
Okay? And now you want to cook it again. So is that an issue? Okay, so presumably we know it's not, because that's what we all do.
But we have shaita. That
we can ignore it. Okay. Right. So right. It definitely seems to be mutter. So Mr. Goffman is saying one thing, because Mike said is it's not so clear that we are cautious for that. And there are a few other stories. One story I think was Shlomo Zalman said was that this whole idea of bishul achar bishul, I think, is when we do two separate processes. Meaning, I put it on a let's say I cooked some certain way, I moved it, put it on a different thing. But here, it's all one process. Yeah, I put this trotter on the blast ages ago, and then I'm just continuing. Yeah, it's all the same process.
We have proof of this.
Yeah.
Even there is enough water in chod, and you don't need to add anything.
Yes.
Still, you discover that something. The normal way of cooking.
You mean
several processes go. One boiling, another frying.
Okay, we'll stop there.
Go ahead.